So the project that I'm speaking about today is Age Encounters, and it was a collaboration between the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, the National Ageing Research Institute, and YouthWorks, which is a they do a lot of media work with young people. It was funded by the Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation, and what it was an intergenerational project that involved 11 people aged between 16 and 23, and 11 aged between 65 and 89. And there was one younger interviewer who interviewed five younger and five older people, and one older interviewer who interviewed five younger and five older, and asked them all the same questions. So there were questions that were about age and identity, such as how a person feels about their age and whether they wished they were any other age. Questions about ageism, asking whether the person had experienced age discrimination or saw other people of their generation experience it, or whether they'd seen people of another generation, older or younger than themselves, experience it. People are also asked to identify advantages and disadvantages of being their own age and the ones that they could imagine that other generations or people of different ages might feel. Then after that, so we did 20 of these interviews that were all recorded, and we'll show a little video of them in a moment. And then the four researchers, we all sat down and analysed the transcripts and sort of looked at the themes and things that emerged. And what we found were that younger people were more able and easily identified moments where they'd experienced age discrimination, but it was often due to sort of legal restrictions, things such as driving age and voting age and things like that, or else lack of experience they found in the workplace. They were often seen as they felt discriminated against because they didn't have the experience that older people did. But of the people we interviewed, none of the older people said that they had experienced any age discrimination, though they did speak of people they knew who had, or friends. We also found that there was a lot of fondness and understanding between the generations, which partly could have been to do that it was quite a formal situation and they were being videotaped, so perhaps they weren't as willing to speak more openly. But there really was a fondness and a lot of empathy between, and people spoke a lot about their grandparents or their grandchildren. And what we found was that these relationships from the private sphere of the home sort of influenced people's ideas of what the other generations were like. So they would often say, I don't know what the media are talking about, young people are lovely, my grandchildren are lovely, or the other way around. What we also found, though, were that there were rarely any spaces outside of the home that older and younger people mixed of these generations. And the only one that was identified consistently was on public transport, because we were looking at people who were too young to drive or often had stopped driving or could no longer afford to and that sort of thing. So it was the one area that both of those people were often in and had. They mentioned a lot of positive interactions and some negative in that space. And we also found that it was quite difficult for the older and younger people to imagine what it was like to be the other age and to see that different people of different generations might have different values and things that are important to them. The older people, when they were asked about younger people and their values and what might be important, sort of thought back to what was important to them at that age, and not necessarily thinking about what people in the current age were thinking. And the younger people often just sort of grabbed at stereotypes, thinking about what might be important to older people. So we'll play the video and you can see sort of a selection of some of the interviews.